This is By Design, Fenella Kernebone with you. Now, way back when, lead was used to frame the window. Then along came steel and then aluminium. So where next? How does the window frame reflect how our culture has changed? Here's Colin Bissett.
In theory, using metal frames for windows is a rational use of the material. A metal frame is, after all, rigid, but it is also a temperature conductor, leading to condensation. And this is the reason why it has taken so long for acceptance into our homes. Lead was used in the earliest window frames thanks to its softness, easily wrapping around a sheet of glass. A famous example is the mullioned facade of Britain's 16th century Hardwick Hall. More glass than wall, as was popularly said. After modern steel was invented in 1855, it seemed a natural progression to make frames using it. They were soon favoured for windows in factories, office buildings and schools, thanks mainly to their fire resistance, but they still proved unpopular in domestic situations. Until that is the beginning of the 20th century. Early modernist architects liked the thin lines and the industrial aesthetic, and the way a metal frame could hold substantial panes of glass. This was shown in the astonishingly light curtain wall windows of Walter Gropius's Model and Fargus factories of 1914. In the 1920s, most architects who wanted sizeable windows used them in domestic projects. In Britain, the window manufacturer Crittal produced a range aimed at both the modern and the traditional markets, but condensation problems continued to dog the metal frame. With the emergence of lightweight, strong and cheap aluminium in the late 1940s, the way was paved at last for metal frames to reach a wider audience. Crucial to this was the addition of a rubber seal as a thermal break. Today, virtually all new commercial and 75% of residential buildings in Australia use aluminium-framed windows. So what next? Carbon fibre?
Colin Bissett framing the story for you here on By Design.